The Maggie Dawn Show, Civic Media Radio Network. John and Gordy in the morning, working in the afternoon this time. We do a radio show each and every morning, political radio show.
Mm-hmm. You can always catch us on the Civic Media app at WMDX site. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. In fact, we have Mark on the line right now.
Yes.
And good afternoon, Mark. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Well, you're just talking about Dean Cain, and
Man
struggling to try to be relevant once again. It looks like the guy looks like the guy, like all of us, has put on a few pounds since he played Superman on Lois and Clark, and that. But what a pathetic excuse for a human being saying, "Oh, talking about all the criminal elements within the immigrant community, you know, pedophiles and rapists, and on and on and on." And I go, you know, the guy he's working for right now, Donald J. Trump, is more than likely is somebody who did sexually assault a woman, at least one woman in his career. He's been adjudicated to do that. Bragged about grabbing women, you know, back in the day. You know, bragged about that on television, and he's proud to be working for Donald J. Trump. I mean, the guy is just. It's something else. I mean,
well, he's known to have worked with the Russian mob.
Yeah.
And that everybody knows.
Yes.
Yeah, he's picked up some of the mob techniques, the mob boss techniques, and he's using it as president, as dictator.
Mm.
And I've got a story on being a dictator, by the way.
And, of course, the Epstein files, they're still wrangling over whether to release those or not. They're talking about releasing them for years.
They were plotting on what they were going to do. They were going to plot and tell everybody, you know.
Let it all out.
Happened, yeah. But then they reneged on that. So who knows? All right, Mark. I appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, here we have Trump, who is known for having attended all of these parties.
Right.
Inviting Epstein to his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that they're pretty good friends at that point.
Well, and Epstein was quoted as saying they were best friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's come out. There's all kinds of video and photos. And, John, we got a message here from Megan in Sun Prairie. You were talking about your Kia, your space car. My husband has a BMW, I3?
I3. For less than a year before it broke down.
Oh, so bad that it was unfixable. We're never going to buy a BMW ever again. Okay, well.
Good.
Well, we're talking cars here this afternoon.
I've never had a Kia before, and I read a few reviews for Kia, the gas-run engines, and they didn't have great reviews, but they have fantastic reviews for the EV.
Okay.
And it's the EV6, which is the tech model. They call it the Wind.
The Wind?
Yeah.
The Wind has kind of died down for the time being. It's in the shop.
Stop it. Stop it. I know. It's in the shop, okay? It's just a recall item that they have to replace.
Just only had it a week. Already got problems. Okay.
Well, I got the title in the mail. I know at least the dealership came through with that.
Okay.
So, and then and Steve from Milwaukee says, "You guys crack us up." All right.
Do have another phone call.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Dick.
Dick is calling from Madison. Good afternoon, Dick. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. As always, Mark, spot on. Another day, another great idea from Trump. Now it's we're not going to count illegal aliens in the next census. We'll take their tax money. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We'll take their tax money all day long. Yep.
Well, yeah, they're going to. They're going to squeeze Social Security and Medicare because they're getting rid of all the immigrants. So we're going to have real trouble with that. Sooner than anybody thought.
Yeah.
By the way, I've got a census story coming up in just a few moments, Dick. All right.
Did we lose him? I don't know.
We've got a census story.
Really?
And it's right up my alley because I was a former census person.
You did that for quite a long time.
I did. I did it for about 8 years, and I finally gave it up. I just couldn't keep doing that. And this announcing job, so I got rid of the census. I had to drive all over Dane County.
Well, a lot of people don't know the census continues. You have different surveys that go on.
Yes, we have a whole bunch of different surveys. I had the American Community Survey. It was a kind of population housing survey to see if people can maintain their homes, afford to, you know, to live where they live, stuff like that. It was a really good survey. I really enjoyed meeting a lot of different people. And I just retired from that job. But this is something that Trump tried a long time ago, and we'll certainly get into it. I have a few cuts that I do want to play in regards to this, the new census. And they're going to try, as Trump tried in his first term, not to count immigrants in the census survey. It hit a wall, and it hit a wall of management. The people in charge of the Commerce Department were not happy about doing something like that.
Well, we'll get into all that coming up in just a few minutes.
But we have Howard Lutnick now.
Lutnick. Get in here. Hey, Lutnick. He's a wild man. Every time I see him, I just I crack up. He's like a character.
I know.
A Mel Brooks movie or something.
I know. He's a wild man, right? He gets interviewed. He becomes a wild man.
He does.
I told you that this would come around, right?
Right.
They'd go after the census because Lutnick is in charge of it. And, boy, he's an ass-kisser if I ever saw one.
Well, yes. He does do that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have that coming up. And after we check in on news and various other things, we're going to be talking sports with Mike Clemens. He's at the Packers training camp, and he's going to keep us updated. In fact, he's there every day this month, and he's going to tell us what it's like to cover the Packers during training camp. And I guess they've got some they've drafted a new wide receiver, and we'll find out more about that. And also the Brewers are on fire. 6-0 on their road trip, and man, they've been their best team in baseball right now.
Yeah,
he's going to give us a little peek behind the scenes of what's going on with the Brewers as they have the day off, but they are starting their next series tomorrow.
Well, as I mentioned, we're going to get to the census story right after this break.
All right, stay with us. It's John Agordi filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.